Psalm 31, verse 24 says, "Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord." A little great little reminder and encouragement there. Hey, welcome to Sunday worship. Not just any Sunday, it is the final Sunday of the month of February. How about that? March begins on Friday. Friend, welcome to Sunday worship. I am your host, Joey Kroll. So good to see you. I got here my cup of coffee, hitting the spot, and I got God's Word here as well. What a great way to start off the day, I'll tell you. Hey, if you are unfamiliar with the program, Sunday Worship is a program that focuses on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And I'll tell you what, my heart and my prayer for you this morning is that you will be lifted and edified, and that your heart and your mind will be prepared on Jesus. Let's start things off this morning. It's Stephen Curtis Chapman and Holy, 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 right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning, our song shall rise to Thee. Though the darkness hide thee,
Joey's a favorite right there. Stephen Curtis Chapman right here on this edition of Sunday Worship. It's Joey with you. I hope you're having yourself a great weekend. Was in Chicago the other day, actually for several days. In fact, I grew up in Chicago, but just this past week, it's official. I am not a fan of traffic in Chicago. I think I'm just, I was at my wit's end, so I'm so glad to be back at home where traffic is, where you're driving behind a tractor. So I'm okay with that. Hey, yeah, thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship today. And some years ago, I came across a poem by George MacDonald entitled The Hidden Life. And it tells the story of an intellectually gifted young man who turned his back on a prestigious academic career to return to his aging father and to the family farm. You may have heard of this poem. And there he engaged in what MacDonald called an ordinary deed and simple forms of human helpfulness. And his friends lamented what they saw as a waste of his talent. And friend, maybe you're listening today and you too serve in some unnoticed place, doing nothing more than ordinary deeds. Others might think you're just wasting your time. What a waste. But can I encourage you today? God wastes nothing. Every act of love rendered for his sake is noted and has eternal rewards. Every place, no matter how small, is holy ground. Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
When I walked through the door, I sensed God's presence. Peace of mind can still
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. What I'm talking about. Hey, thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. I'm your host, Joey Kroll, and Fanny Crosby lost her sight as an infant. Yet, amazingly, she went on to be one of the most well-known Christian hymn writers in history. During her long life, she wrote over 9,000 hymns. Among them include Blessed Assurance, To God Be the Glory, and so many others. And a well-intentioned pastor told her, "I think it is a pity that the master did not give you sight when he showered you so many other gifts upon you." And it sounds hard to believe, but this is what she replied to that pastor. She said, "Do you know that if at birth I had been able to make one petition, it would have been that I was born blind? Because when I get to heaven, the first face that shall ever gladden my sight will be that of my Savior." 2 Corinthians 4:17 says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and external weight of glory, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Friend, Fanny saw life with an eternal perspective. all our trials dim when we remember that one glorious day we will see Jesus. magnifying the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. If you got some time, maybe today, be sure to like us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. Would love to connect with you there. Again, that's Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. You know, sometimes life can be, I'll be honest with you, it can be quite discouraging. You know, even for the most spiritual of Christians, really. You know, God's word is filled with so many different promises. K. Arthur said one time, snuggle in God's arms. When you are hurting, when you feel lonely, left out, let him cradle you, comfort you, reassure you of his all-sufficient power and love.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever. Faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord. Sun, moon, and stars in their courses above. Join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy. Faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord. Sin and a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father.
It's Chris Rice singing about God's faithfulness. Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Worship. Today, I am your host, Joey Kroll, here on this final Sunday of February. How about that? March begins on Friday. Are you ready? I am. I'm ready for spring, that's for sure. Well, it is so good to spend some time here with you today here on Great News Radio. And Great News Radio is here because of friends like you, people who pray for us, people who volunteer, people who contribute to this radio ministry. If you feel led to do so, you can give online. We would greatly appreciate that. You can give online at greatnewsradio.org, or you can write to us. Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. And from Mark, Jason, Karen, and the rest of the crew, thank you so much for your prayers and faithful, faithful gifts. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.